It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The school district that serves most of Mesa County is dealing with outbreaks of COVID-19 at 5 schools. CPR's Stina Sieg says cases and deaths in the county continue to rise.
With multiple outbreaks in the school district and the community, spokesperson Catherine Foster says District 51 is in constant communication with local health department officials about whether to continue in-person learning.
There is no threshold or percentage or number of cases that's going to automatically trigger going remote. It's more of when do we get to a point where we can't manage this in schools anymore?
Foster says the biggest challenge is finding enough teachers and subs to fill in for educators who are quarantined. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An Adams County school district is moving its elementary schools to remote learning. Many of the cases there have been among school staff. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
We know that adults seem to be more likely to transmit this virus to each other. We know that things are different based on the type of school that you're in. We know that high schools are very different from elementary schools.
Adams 12 students will stay in remote learning at least through mid-December. Most students are learning from home in Metro Denver districts, including Denver, Aurora, Cherry Creek, and Westminster. Even as COVID cases rise in the state, filings to start new businesses are stronger than usual, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
New business filings with the Colorado Secretary of State were up almost 25% in the third quarter. Usually filings decline in the third quarter. This is an important metric for future employment growth, according to research from CU Boulder economists. But bad news is coming. Officials are starting to enact new restrictions on activity to slow the spread of the virus, and that is already hitting businesses. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny along the Front Range and around Denver today. More snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.